Washington Redskins rank 5th on list of America's most hated companies. By Warner Todd Houston on January 17, 2019. The Washington Redskins are the 5th most hated company in America, according to a recent business survey. A survey produced by 24/7 Wall Street ranked the Skins as number 5 on its recently released list, noting that a series of missteps by the team has enraged fans and the public alike, Fox 5 DC reported. The list was calculated by reviewing public controversies and news events about American companies that occurred last year. The news events were complied with results of surveys from the American Customer Satisfaction Index, as well as ratings posted to the employee review website Glassdoor. The Redskins, 24/7 Wall Street said, had a rough year in 2018. Yes, there is controversy over the team's name, but that seems to be of far less importance than several other news events from last year. In May, several cheerleaders came forward and accused the franchise of degrading treatment, including being forced to pose partially nude for a photo shoot and act as personal escorts for male sponsors during a 2013 team-organized trip to Costa Rica. The team disputed these accounts, 24/7 Wall Street said. The team also caused outrage with his signing of linebacker Reuben Foster. Washington took even more heat in November, after acquiring linebacker Reuben Foster on waivers after he was arrested on domestic violence charges, his second arrest for a violent incident, though both charges have since been dropped. The team's safety, Mondy Nicholson, was also arrested on assault charges in December. Indeed, as Breitbart Sports Empty Seats report showed throughout the 2018 regular season, the Redskins had one of the league's worst stadium attendance records. The Skins featured in the bottom 10 teams for attendance. The 24/7 Wall Street list found that the top 5 worst companies featured Facebook as number 1, then drug maker Eli Lilly, website Vice News, and e-cigarette maker Juul in 4th place. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WarnerThouston.